Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Duck looked pretty good today. Duck's an interesting guy. You know, he was interesting from standpoint when he came here as a tryout player. It was impressive then. Duck has a unique personality, probably built for the position. You know, just knowing a little bit about his just history of where he played football, you know, he's no stranger to the forward pass. He likes to throw the ball, and I don't think he's ever met a pass he doesn't like. So he had a good day. He looked comfortable, and we'll just keep going from there.
Is he your starter?
I don't know that. We're still working on the concussion protocol thing.
Randy, what is that process? Or has he got the foundation?
He's had a foundation. He's been with us the whole time. You know, he spent, maybe the first week of the season, not on a roster, but he's been with us all through the spring, all through the fall camp. You know, Devlin is a guy that, like I said, he's a lot like Mason. He loves the game. It's hard to kick him out of the building, and he keeps his ears open and his mouth shut. And I think that's probably pretty good for a quarterback, a young quarterback, in the ability to learn.
When a new quarterback begins working with the ones, does he have to adjust to them or they to him, or is it meet me in the middle?
Well, I'll just say this. I think there is some meat in the middle just because I notice it. You know, I listen to the communication of Pouncey and him, and it's really unique. It's unique from the standpoint that Pouncey has been in this league so long and has so much perspective that he shares that with not only Duck but Mason as well and with Josh last year. I mean, they're all professionals, and the bottom line is we want to execute and we want to win.
Is Duck proof that NFL scouts still can't scout that position?
No, I don't know. I mean, it's a unique position now. I mean, the game has changed so much in college. You know, you're starting to see some change in this league as well. It probably wasn't always the same. And so when you're trying to evaluate guys that maybe, one, have never been under center, and then you want to ask them to put them under center, run maybe pro-style type formations with fullbacks and multiple tight ends and things like that. That's just that's a world they don't come from basic most colleges. I think there is a curve there. You know, I don't think it's unique to any one team. I think every team's trying to find that, you know, continual figure out how do you evaluate today's college quarterback.
How do you strike a balance between making them comfortable, doing what they do, but also, like you said last week, being under center can give you some advantages like that touchdown?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you can run a full offense when you're capable of doing that. It gives you more potential. It can give you more in either play action, give you more in drop back pass, give you more in just even your general run game. So, we're aware of that. You know, again, it's tough to do anything just completely overnight or within a week. Circumstances change. You know, this offense really has been built around a Hall of Fame quarterback. And, you know, I tease the guys, you know, we play with a lot of three and four and five wide receivers, and we practice a lot of that. And all of a sudden, maybe that's not where we're at right now. So, like I said, it's just hard to change overnight. But collectively, we're going to do the best things we can, use the people to do the things they do best. And it doesn't matter who the quarterback is at this point. They're professional. It was funny. Duck said this to me last week. We were going in with 10 seconds left at the end of the game. We knew we were going to go to overtime, but we got to take a victory snap. And, you know, just being a coach, knowing that, you know, he's played most of his college career, in the gun, you start questioning whether or not should we go under center and take that snap. So I went to him before and I said, Duck, we're going to go, you know, victory. You're going to take the snap. He said, Coach, no problem. I'm a professional. I said, okay. That's what we did.
Randy, did you become aware of him, Randy?
Well, I think Kevin Kevin found him. I think that he might have had a quick tryout the week before, maybe with the Giants. And then, you know, when they let him go, we're looking for numbers and for our mini camp the following week. And from the minute he got here, you like the personality. You loved savvy as a QB. You like the way he gets the ball out of his hands. I'll still say I don't know everything about Duck, but we're learning. And so far, I think if we'll protect the football, and I've said this to the group offense, I say it to myself, I say it to you every week, we'll win games when we decide to stop beating ourselves.
But you didn't know of him before the draft, or you didn't do a study on him?
Not necessarily a full study, no, but I knew who he was because he was the, if I'm not mistaken, he might have been the Walter Payton Award winner. And Walter Payton, and my dad coached Walter at Chicago, and I love Walter Payton, so I kind of always follow that. So I kind of knew who he was, and from that standpoint. But as far as scouting him, no, I didn't.
Randy, was there a point in camp where you just realized that this guy's more than a fourth arm?
Yeah, I mean, you realize that. I didn't know how it would all fit out, at the time we still had Mason and Josh. We've generally have kept three. You never know how that plays out. And in the preseason, he didn't do anything to hurt his chances. But I don't know that anything had been done to maybe promote them either. So I'm just thankful he's here now, and I like his attitude.
Without Sam, what was the conversation like? Coming out of rookie minicamp with Mike and whoever about we got to keep this guy.
Well, we didn't get into any of those kind of per se discussions. I think on the surface sometimes you think about things like that. I know if there would have been any type of discussion in general, then we probably would have all had it. I'm sure that Mike and Kevin and Art were always feeling in a certain direction where they wanted to go with the quarterbacks, whether it be keep three, keep two, trade. Keep a practice squad, those type of things.
I mean, back in May when he came here.
First time in May?
Yeah.
It was the very first time he got here. I just remember him throwing. I just remember him pushing the ball down the field.
Yeah.
And I remember making completions. And before I even knew what his name was, because I messed it up a few times, I just started calling him Duck.
Okay.
And he started talking a little history about himself, about Duck calling and things like that. And I don't know first thing about all that. And I couldn't basically say Devlin, so I said Duck, and that's how I know him.
What would your reaction been if you would have known back during training camp that this guy was your fourth quarterback, would end up being your starter in week six?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I never would have thought of anything of that nature. Like I said, I always try and coach them all as best possible. Like they're the next guy that has to. They're responsible for everything that Ben was responsible for, Mason was responsible for. Duck was responsible for, and Paxson's responsible for. I mean, that's just the truth, We don't have separate meetings. I'll say, Ben, you come in and meet with me, and then the other guys, we'll just catch you up. That's not the case. So they're in there all the time. And like I said, they're going to be up there in 15 more minutes, and they won't leave for a long time. So they love being here and soaking it up as much as they can.
Without Samuels, does this change much of what you want to do or are able to do?
Well, Jalen's a unique player, no doubt. I mean, he's really been good in the pass game. He gives you some of the supplemental type things maybe you could and couldn't do. You call it Wildcat or any of the those type of things. We have other guys that can do some of those type of things. Jalen just was a unique individual. He'd be missed, but I'm really kind of excited for Benny. I'm excited for all the new guys because you really just don't know. And you may be looking at your next star. And the truth is, he's prepared, and he's got a job to do, and he'll do it this week.
When you get to this point, you're down to Duck and Paxton. Do you have an emergency quarterback lined up in any case something would happen?
Yeah, and just like that, last week, number 10 for us always handles that. So he always takes, snaps before game. He always had the extra wristband off to the side, and that type of thing. So, you might not be able to do as much, There may be a lot on the wristband you never call, but there's a lot that you still could do. So,
how have you changed, if at all, how have you changed the installs going from back to the sense?
Been a continuous change, Obviously, you skip Mason, I think you always want to look first to try and develop and work around things that maybe they're most comfortable with. You know, I think you make an emphasis on making sure that everyone around, every player that's going to be the other 10 with him is assured exactly what they're doing. Because if they do their job, their best, their ability, and without any mistake-free, that's only going to help the quarterback. And, you know, we've done a pretty good job of protecting our quarterback. I'll say that. I love what we do in regards to protecting our quarterback when it's time to throw the football. You know, I think as far as just in game planning for any new quarterback, I think you want to, you can't keep it simple, that it's so simple that it's not effective. But you better be careful, and you better just kind of maybe go back in time and see some of the things he's done really well. He's had some in-game experience in the preseason. He's had a lot of little scrimmage-type opportunities down at training camp, Friday night lights, things like that. So, you know, you start pulling out some of the old tape there, and you start looking and say, well, wow, remember Duck did that, and he really liked it, man. So, you know, that process is ongoing.
You know that they're studying everything they can find on him as well.